Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to salute your sport!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fantastic Wednesday edition of Salute Your Sports. I, as always, am Matthew Terry here on this March 6th edition of the show. We have Chris Mitchell, as always, once again, seated behind the board, getting that producer's duty.
That's right.
For the second straight week, because once again, normal host and Salute Your Sport legend, James Stanley, has failed us.
Icon.
And told us late last night that he would not be able to come on the show, leaving us to scramble, as we do oh so well, to find a co-host, but we found a good one. We found another one of those fantastic KCOU freshmen. Introducing his first time on Salute Your Sports, Zach Berman.
I actually don't think it's my first time on. I feel like
Never
it was
mind.
A while ago.
Now, find a new writer.
That's what we do for guests.
Yep. So welcome. Welcome to this edition.
It's good to be here.
Of Salute Your Sports, and we've got a big edition for you once again.
A lot of news. Big
week of basketball. And I feel like I've been saying that a lot this semester because it's really all that's been going on. But really this week in particular, the SEC Women's Basketball Tournament is happening this weekend. The women wrapped up their season last week with a win on the road at Arkansas last Thursday. And a win at home on Senior Day versus the Alabama Crimson Tide. A dominant 82-47 performance in what is likely going to be Sophie Cunningham's last time stepping onto Norm Stewart Court at Mizzou Arena.
Definitely for the regular season.
Yeah, the only way she would now is if the Tigers make a deep run in the SEC tournament and get up to a top four seed in whatever regional they're in the NCAA, which as of right now they were projected to be a five. So it's not out of the question entirely, but it's one of those things that's not likely, especially if they flame out in the SEC tournament early.
I don't think it's going to be her last time stepping on the court. Maybe the last time she steps in the court playing, but she'll be back when her number gets raised to the rafters. Give it a few years.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So do we want to make this like the so long and farewell Sophie Cunningham episode?
Is this? I think we'll save the so long farewell Sophie Cunningham episode for whenever they get eliminated.
Okay.
From either the SEC or the NCAA tournament. Right. We will do this. So long and farewell to regular season Sophie Cunningham.
Okay, I'll hit the music for that.
Yep, go for it. Sophie Cunningham, a Mizzou legend, number three for the women's team for the last 4 years, have brought many a bright moment to the black and gold here at Mizzou Arena. She ends her time in the regular season with the Tigers, playing 37 minutes against Alabama, scoring 22 points, getting 5 assists and 8 rebounds in a dominant performance, securing the number 5 seed in the SEC tournament for the Tigers and extending Mizzou to 10 SEC wins on the year. Thank you, Sophie, for all the great memories and hopefully for a few more coming up in the postseason. A true Missouri Tigers legend, Sophie Cunningham. We salute you.
Yeah, when you were running back that final stat line for Sophie, I was like, this seems kind of pedestrian, which is crazy.
Yeah. Sophie's
like
22.
That's like light work for Sophie, and it's like 22 points.
She went 5 for 9 from 3.
Oh.
And it's nothing for her. It's just another game for Sophie.
Best player in the country. At least I'd say so.
All right. Definitely top 5.
She's
top 5, top 10, somewhere in there.
And more importantly than the memories she's left us with are the enemies she's made all over the SEC.
That's right.
And really just proved that if you play for Mizzou, people don't have to like you. And given the opportunity, they will not.
Good.
Especially if you happen to live or go to school in that other Columbia in our
exactly.
conference.
Yeah. There's another Columbia that's a little bit further east in the lesser of the two Carolinas.
Even the lesser
yes.
two Carolinas.
They're, You're not South Carolina, not even the best state with its own name. But not here to talk about the haters. No, 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 no.
We're here to talk about the legends.
We're here to talk about the legends. Sophie Cunningham, also Sierra Porter, senior day as well.
That's right.
She scored 11 points at 7 rebounds.
Two bosses.
Yep. Really. Sierra Porter, who on this show we have dubbed as Lazarus, from rising from the dead, known as like 3 ACL tears. Something ridiculous.
You can't stop her. You can't keep her off the court.
You can't. They tried to. They tried to keep her off the court at the beginning of the year, and she came back.
That's right.
She hit a 3-pointer to win the game at Mississippi State. She scored 11 in senior day, went 5-for-6 from the field, didn't take any shots from beyond the arc because she didn't really need to. The rest of the Tigers did that much for her. Mizzou shooting 15-for-29 from 3 in this game. And really just a great, great momentum builder against a subpar Alabama team, mind you, but a great momentum builder for the Tigers going into the women's tournament.
Yeah, I was listening to a little bit of the game over the weekend. I didn't have a bunch of time to like ingest that much like Mizzou sports content because I had family over. But
ingest, like, I like it.
Yeah, but like even from like the jump from the first quarter where they were out to like a, was it a 15-point lead at like the first like.
They ended the first quarter up 21-5.
Okay, I was lowballing them. I was selling them short.
Bama's also not very good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is. Bama's not good, and this was one of those days for Mizzou where if they play like this, they can beat anyone.
Yeah.
They can do really well if you shoot over 50% from beyond the arc and jack up 33s.
Yeah, honestly.
If you chuck up 30 and make 15 of them, you're going to have a good day. And the Tigers very much had a good day when they host the Crimson Tide on Sunday.
Honestly, I just see a lot of that out of Mizzou. You talk about resiliency. I don't think it's key for one player. I think it's the whole bunch. This is a team this whole year. They get knocked down. They get right back up. And, I mean, that of course, you beat the number 5 team in the country in Stark Vegas. It's great.
Stark Vegas.
Stark Vegas.
Stark Vegas.
Okay.
Have you never heard that before?
I've never heard that
You've
before.
You've never heard Stark Vegas before.
I mean, I know Mississippi State gets down, but I didn't know they got down like Stark Vegas.
Oh, it's Stark Vegas down there, baby. Tigers like Stark Vegas. No,
the
they
only thing that goes
run.
Down in Mississippi State is your hearing quality after listening to cowbells for like solid.
Clanga, 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 clanga. Can whenever, for whatever reason, we ever talk about Mississippi State, just have like a cowbell like on a loop?
Yeah, just get like crowd noise from a Mississippi State game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
If Mississippi State can have cowbells, we can have vuvuzelas. Right?
That's not true.
That is a terrible idea. Because one of those is infinitely more annoying. Granted, if Mizzou's thing was vuvuzelas, I would fully embrace it.
Oh, of course.
And it would be just another reason for everyone to not like playing against us. Imagine heckling Coach Calipari like the Mizzou students do so well.
Oh my
Except
goodness.
Instead of just being loud and obnoxious like normal, we're loud and obnoxious with vuvuzelas.
Perfect.
Chris is in a dream state right now thinking of this.
Just like, that's like top tier of like heckling, which I'm all for.
Oh, yeah. I remember story time, sidetrack here real quick.
No, go for it.
My neighbor, back when I was in 10th grade, got a giant box of vuvuzelas and sold them all. Sold them to the other kids in the neighborhood. And so I got my vuvuzela. And we took them to one of our high school football games. And the two of us, me and my neighbor standing next to me, were using those all game long. And it got annoying.
All right.
And I was the one causing it, and I could tell it got annoying.
I could actually piggyback on that, because in 8th grade, same thing. I knew a kid. He bought a bunch of vuvuzelas, and I was the lead of our middle school basketball fan section, the MB Crazies. We were a Duke knockoff.
That is such a middle school knockoff
thing.
I
know.
Yeah.
But we all dressed up in white, and there's me in a full-body Ted costume. We're talking Ted, like the bear from the movie.
Oh.
And I'm holding a vuvuzela.
In middle school.
Oh. And I am just blasting it at these kids. I got kicked out. Nearly suspended.
Good. You know?
Real king behavior.
Getting a little bit back on track here, which is my own fault for getting us off track.
That's fine.
But the SEC tournament.
That's right.
Is happening.
We're into the second round now, right?
Yes. The first Four teams, the bottom four teams in the SEC played today, or one of them is playing right now. I believe that second matchup is either happening now or
about to happen. Two final scorers.
Oh, well, never mind then. So I know at least for the men's tournament, that will be coming up next week.
Right.
The two first-round games will be happening at night in primetime. I do know that the, at least, at the very least, the Florida Gators won their first-round contest.
They will be facing Mizzou tomorrow.
That is correct.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yep. Florida beats Mississippi in that contest, and they will be taking on our Missouri Tigers. And this is a good game for Mizzou to sort of exercise some of those demons from their fourth SEC game of the year, the infamous contest where they went down to the swamp on January 13th and blew a 14-point lead in a minute.
I remember talking about that game.
Sounds like Mizzou.
Yep, it does. And it was sad. And it was not fun or pleasant at all. But Mizzou has a chance to right those wrongs. And I'm very much counting on Mizzou to come out on top in that game.
Yeah, I feel that. This has been like a, I guess like a general like season of like, I don't know, riding sports demons, at least in, as far as the state of Missouri goes. So who knows? Maybe some of that, some of that good vibe energy will just trickle
those
on
good
over.
Vibrations?
Yeah, so those good vibrations.
Those good vibrations.
Such a sweet sensation.
We're thinking of two different songs, but I'm glad we went there.
Yep. As I struggle to navigate the SEC website to find a bracket, if Mizzou wins this game tomorrow, which will be taking place at approximately 1 p.m., Eastern, down in Greenville, South Carolina, which is where the SEC Women's Tournament is being held. They will be taking on the Kentucky Wildcats.
Right, okay.
Who Mizzou knows all too well is traveling to Lexington and also coming away with a loss in that game. So Mizzou, with two wins to start out their SEC Tournament, could avenge two of their losses from the season. And, of course, the number one seed being Mississippi State. So the Tigers could run in to one of their biggest wins once again in the semifinals on March 9th. Granted, that is if they get that far.
As if they get that far.
And this team can. I'm not saying that I think they won't, because as Mizzou has showed, they can beat anyone.
They can
beat
anyone.
They can beat anyone in this conference anywhere.
They can also lose to anyone.
And that is terrifying. And we have been saying that all year here on Salute Your Sports.
That's
for
right.
Those regular listeners. That we don't know what this Missouri women's team is. We don't know if they're good. They can be good. They beat Mississippi State. We don't know if they're bad because they can be bad because they lost to Florida.
I will say this, though. They are good more often than they are bad.
Yes, especially in recent weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, the two losses to Tennessee and Auburn were both just bad. They
not
did
great.
Win five of their last seven games, including the win at Mississippi State, including the ranked win against Texas A&M. So this team can go far, but they need someone to step up, especially with Akira Levy out.
That's right.
And we saw that someone step up. Jordan Rountree had a big game against Arkansas. Right after, Chris, you and I said on the show, and Kyle Jones when he was on last week, that Mizzou lives and dies by Sophie Cunningham. Sophie has a bad game, and Mizzou still wins to make us look like idiots.
Of course, as per usual.
As is tradition. So someone needs to step up in the absence of Akira Levy, whether that be Jordan Rountree, whether that be Lauren Aldridge, or pretty much anyone, Shoots, Troop, anyone on this team needs to step up. Though it still seems like Levy's providing that spark off the bench, despite not really playing because she does have a torn ACL.
That's right. Can't play on a torn ACL.
She can sing.
Yep.
I didn't know that. The more you know.
The more you know. But that'll be it. Big Women's Tournament coming up this weekend. Make sure you stay tuned in. Gentlemen, before we head out, final predictions. How do you think Mizzou will fare in this tournament?
Man, that Kentucky matchup just sounds too dangerous. And especially with the way that, you know, Mizzou plays. Either really, really hot, really, really cold. I just don't know if we're going to get that level of consistency. That deep into the tournament.
Yeah, it's tough to be that consistent over four straight days of games.
Yeah.
I think Mizzou actually has a better shot of going far in the NCAA tournament than they do in the SEC tournament.
Ooh.
That's fair. That is
fair. I
like
that prediction.
Because as of right now, if you look at the SEC, at the NCAA tournament bracket, Mizzou is matched up against Quinnipiac. That is a very winnable game. The next, they could also beat Marquette, which would odds are they play them in the next round.
Golden Eagles. That would be at Marquette, though. That's in Milwaukee.
That's road tough.
Games that are always also tough. Still a winnable game.
That's yeah. true. Lots of games, the way Mizzou's played, they can beat. We've said this so many times. It just bears repeating again. They can beat anyone. They set.
Maybe not UConn. Maybe not Baylor.
Hey, they beat Mississippi State.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Mississippi State's right up there in these past few years. I think Mizzou ends up beating Florida, beating Kentucky. Mississippi State gets their revenge in the semifinals.
I think.
And Mizzou goes out in the semis.
I think Mizzou beats be Florida, Kentucky, and like you said, they get clanga-clanga crushed by the Bulldogs as they extract sweet, sweet revenge on Mizzou.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, the men get into their last week of regular season basketball. They play tonight, 5:30. We'll have a preview of that game right here on Salute Your Sports. You're listening to it on KCOU 88.1 FM, folks. Don't go away.
For all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Looking for something that smashes sports content and video game content together into one big late-night radio sandwich? Listen to Quarter Circle Backboard, a show in which your boy Chris Mitchell brings you the latest and hottest in sports news that you like and video game news that I like every Friday night at 11 p.m. on KCOU. I talk about everything from football to basketball to Street Fighter to Fallout to you name it. Is the worst thing up past your bedtime? Tune in and find out.
If you're interested in building a great career, the Missouri Army National Guard is interested in you. The Guard will pay you to train for a wide range of jobs, such as engineering, combat arms, logistics, transportation, and military police. The skills you'll learn are needed in the Guard and are in high demand in the civilian job market. Plus, you may be eligible for a $20,000 bonus and student loan repayment. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard, aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back here to Salute Your Sports. I am Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, Zach Berman is filling in for James Stanley here on this fine Wednesday afternoon in Missouri. Mizzou men's basketball wrapping things up this week. The Tigers currently at 13-15. Coming off a week where they got a big home win against South Carolina to the final score of 78-63. They play at Georgia tonight, coming on at 5:30, about half an hour after this show goes off the air, before ending at home against Mississippi on March the 9th. Of course, we will have that game for you right here on KCOU. I believe that'll be a Ben Krakow and Cole Tucson call.
Ooh.
On this contest.
I like that.
Oh, always.
It's a good group.
Always gotta like that. So, the men are wrapping up their season this week. I want to talk about it a little bit more of like the season end type thing, because I will not be on the show next week.
That's right.
Your boy has the privilege of going to Nashville for KCOU and calling the SEC tournaments.
Yeah.
So,
look at that.
The biggest downside is not that I have to miss class, which I will have to do multiple times for this trip.
Tragedy.
But that I will not get to grace the airwaves for Salute Your Sports for the men's basketball preview coming up this next week. So that makes me sad. But
we should do a guest host.
I mean,
I'd be down to be back.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're going to need someone unless you want to just do you and James.
Do you know how many like tangents and off the rail stuff we talk about?
It is off the rails as I get sometimes on this show. I'm still mostly the one that keeps everyone on track. With, like, I'm pretty much the train that's running forward. And you and James are two missiles that hit me on either side at the same time. And so if one of them's not there, it generally just throws the other one off. And if I'm not there entirely, it's just bad.
Yeah, one missile is marked fighting games. The other one is marked Depression-era college football.
Depression-era college football and sound bites. And the other one is video game knowledge and just more video game knowledge.
Yeah, just video games on top of that.
And I'm just like here in the middle, like, Mizzou, please.
And like the tiniest font wrestling.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Wrestling whenever I host or not and want to mess with James. Y'all better pray I'm not a or not host the WrestleMania week.
Rather,
James better not pray.
I'll probably be like good and knowledged up in time.
I've already got something in mind.
Ooh.
If I am host of or not for WrestleMania week.
I have met more people here that are into WWE than I ever have in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
There's more of us than you think.
You know, yes. Just one favor. While you're in Nashville, just get me a sandwich from Prince's Hot Chicken and, like, I don't know, carrier pigeon it back here so it doesn't get cold.
I will build a trebuchet and launch it the 300 miles.
Back. Sounds like a,
you're not doing this.
Sounds like a plan.
Back to Columbia. The aim may be a little off, considering I don't know how to build a trebuchet or really know what a trebuchet is. That's I just wanted to use the... It's like a catapult, I think.
Yeah.
No, I feel like if I say a trebuchet is a catapult, that someone's going to yell at me.
It's like a Renaissance-era catapult. Just where they figured out... They did some more math. They crunched the numbers and were like, okay, we can make a better catapult.
Okay.
And that's what they made.
Just don't launch it too fast or else you're going to set off another sonic boom.
Ooh. Oof.
That is a reference right there. That is an A-plus reference to something that happened. When was that? Monday?
Tuesday.
All right. Well, anyways, Mizzou men's basketball.
Yeah.
Coming up, they play at Georgia, and the men are pretty much locked into their spot right now as it is. As things stand, they would be the 12 seed taking on, I think, still Georgia in the first round of the SEC tournament. In a game that they can win both at Georgia and in the SEC tournament in Nashville. However, this team has snatched defeat from the jaws of victory many a time.
Too many times this year.
Just makes you sad thinking about the 4 10-point leads that the Tigers have blown in conference play.
I feel like they have like more like blown double-digit leads than they have conference wins.
No, they do.
Oh, they have the same amount.
Same amount. Yeah. Wow.
They are 4-12 in conference. If you take out, like, if Mizzou doesn't blow any of those double-digit leads, Mizzou is 500 in conference.
Ooh.
And that, I think, in a weird way, gives me hope, not for this year, but for next year, that this team can learn how to not blow double-digit leads, which might be a tall task for a team that seemingly relies on it when they're winning a game and don't know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
And that seems to be their number one primary way of dealing with a lead is...
Not knowing what to do with their hands.
It's basically Xavier Pinson no-look throwing the ball to Konzo and then sitting on the bench. While Torrance Watson misses another three and Jeremiah Tillman fouls the referee. Yeah.
I try and keep a smidge of journalistic and integrity in the booth, and the first game I had ever called at Mizzou Arena happened to be the LSU game. And right at the end, I was just trying to bite my tongue to keep myself from saying, this does not look good. Mizzou is going to blow this game.
I was producing that game. So I had the esteemed privilege of hosting the post-game show for that. And I don't remember any of it, but it couldn't have been good.
You blacked out.
Just
blacked out of anger.
After a certain turnover, one of the 5 million turnovers that happened in the last 2 minutes of that game, you just sort of had that feeling in the pit of your stomach where you're just like, yeah, they're going to blow this.
But you know what game they didn't blow? That was the game against South Carolina.
That's right.
And even though everyone thought they would, Mizzou proved everyone wrong and actually won a game. Mizzou winning that one 78-63. And the man of the game finally breaking out like he has over the past few games. And he might seem to actually be the person that he was being hyped up to be. Torrance Watson.
That's right.
The St. Louis freshman coming in with 20 points. Going 4-for-9 from beyond the arc, leading the Tigers in points, leading the Tigers in field goals and in three-point shots, and really having the best game of his Mizzou career. Having 20 points against the Gamecocks.
Having a very Carmelo Anthony stat line. 20 points, no assists, one rebound.
Look, Mizzou doesn't need any more they don't need Torrance Watson to rebound.
Absolutely not.
They don't need assists from Watson. Watson needs to be the guy getting the assists. And with the way he's playing, he could turn it on in these next few games. And maybe the Tigers, I think they're going to win against Georgia, most likely. Not just tonight, but in the SEC tournament. They might be able to steal a Thursday win. They might.
Ooh.
Spicy.
Just might.
I got three other key stats for y'all.
Go for it, Mr. Chris Mitchell.
I'm interested.
They're mostly points, but
all right.
Again,
I've got three stats. They're all the same thing.
No, one, that's not points. You got Jordan Geist having, an average, 15-point game.
Yes, sir.
Always, the cornerstone for any Mizzou victory is him having a solid night. When he's on, there's a good chance that if other people are on with him, Mizzou wins.
Like what happened against South Carolina.
Yeah, speaking of other people being on, Kevin Puryear finally.
What?
Breaking out with 18 points, six rebounds, three assists. Something I've not seen
Can
in
Can you speak English, please?
Many moon phases, I've not seen this.
This was a 2018 Kevin Puryear performance. This was junior year KP we saw in this game. 18 points, 5 for 7 from the field, 8 for 9 from the line, and 6 rebounds. A big game from the senior Kevin Puryear, and he is someone that Mizzou needs to heat up over these last few games.
Yeah, again, one of those, cornerstone players helped so much during last year's season.
Yeah, we thought he was going to be a big piece this year. Especially once Jontay Porter went down. Pretty much most of the consensus was, this is awful. We need Puryear. Mizzou needs Puryear to step up and fill at least part of that role.
And then Puryear was like,
Puryear's like, I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm a senior.
Kevin Puryear has been through too much in his 4 years at Missouri. And most of that was 2 years of Kim Anderson.
Yeah.
Which is too much for most players themselves. And now Puryear...
It's like going through Verdun twice. You're just like...
Puryear got to a Mizzou team that beat Kentucky at home and was the 5 seed in the SEC tournament. And everything was looking good.
And then Jordan Burnett got a DUI.
And then now they're back here in purgatory in the bottom of the SEC.
It happens.
But there's hope this time.
That's right. We got one more stat for you.
There wasn't most important hope. Stat. I'm sorry. Yes, your last stat.
Most
Go
important
on,
stat. It's minutes played. And it's 1 minute. By one, Adam Wolf.
Yeah.
Back.
It finally happened. The Wolf was fed.
That's right.
In SEC play.
Well.
Adam Wolf played an SEC game.
Yeah,
crowd wanted him, and they got him.
My favorite tweet, I don't remember who tweeted this out, but it was the first time that the Feed the Wolf chants really reverberated through the arena.
Ooh.
Last year.
Yeah.
Early in non-conference play. And then Konzo listened to the crowd and put Adam Wolf in. And someone tweeted out, I wish I could give credit to whoever did because I do not remember who it was, tweeted something to the effect of, the game has gone rough when Konzo is taking requests from the Antlers. And that's what happened in this game. And my favorite part about all this was how excited the SEC Network people.
Yeah.
That Adam Wolf was also getting into this game.
I like how, Adam Wolf has been sort of like the sweet basketball boy that not just us, just like every, it's like the SEC broadcasters are big, beautiful basketball son.
Adam Wolf, Mizzou's version of a human victory cigar, thrown on the court just to please the fans after a big victory.
And sometimes hit a three to get him in the triple digits.
I still contest that one of the loudest I've ever heard, top three loudest I've ever heard Mizzou Arena in my 4 years here are when Adam Wolf hit a three-pointer against Green Bay to put Mizzou at 100 points last year. That was, not only was I on the call for that game, which was the loudest call of my career because I screamed my head off.
I was in the studio for that, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was a rough game. Not only from a Mizzou beat Green Bay by 30 standpoint, but from a just actual technical standpoint.
Yeah.
But still, that was one of the loudest I've heard in Mizzou Arena. Adam Wolf, great job. He got into the game. Thank you, Chris, for bringing that up because I meant to.
I can never forget my giant, beautiful basketball son.
Can never forget Adam
Mizzou's
Wolf.
Version of Bartolo Colon.
Oh,
Can never forget Adam Wolf, and can never forget to stay tuned in to KCOU because I'm terrible at segues.
Yeah.
Salute Your Sports coming up on the other side of this break. We'll be talking Mizzou baseball and softball, recap of their events from the weekend. And of course, or not, and of course, Eric Grieve is coming up after this break. Folks, Chris, hit that music and stay tuned.
KCOU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at CafeBerlinComo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Colombia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Every Thursday morning at 8 a.m., KCOU 88.1 FM is the place to be. Make the most of your morning commute by tuning into The Cast, the Colton Anderson Sports Talk with me, Colton Anderson. Together with my partner in crime, David Coons, we break down the weekend sports with original angles and opinions you won't find anywhere else. There's no other place to be on Thursday mornings than The Cast, the Colton Anderson Sports Talk with David Coons on KCOU.FM, KCOU on the TuneIn app, and of course, 88.1 FM, KCOU Columbia.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk in private. Okay, now that we're alone, what's with your friend's driving? Is he always this reckless? You should say something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. Driver, just so you know, we're totally not talking about you. He suspects nothing.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and SpeakUpOrElse.com.
Every Saturday, Cut the Nets will be live from noon to 1 on KCOU 88.1 FM.
Otto Porter's a possibility. Jabari Parker's even a possibility.
Oh, you don't want Jabari Parker.
Tune in to KCOU Sports Saturday to listen to David Kuntz, Zach Berman, and Chuck Ryan talk sports.
Fun fact of the day, number two. Robert Kraft actually owns like 99% of the city of Foxborough.
Catch Cut the Nets on KCOU 88.1 FM.
Do people care about Evan? I mean, why would the Magic want Evan Turner?
KCOU 88.1 FM. I am Matthew Terry with Salute Your Sports. Chris Mitchell, Zach Berman filling in for James Stanley alongside me to recap this fine week of Mizzou athletics as we always do here on SYS. Mizzou baseball played two games this weekend, both in Conway, Arkansas, as the Central Arkansas Bears played host to the Tigers for one game, and then Mizzou took on South Dakota State.
The Jackrabbits, baby.
Yes, sir, the Jackrabbits in a neutral field contest, I guess. Mizzou on the road at Central Arkansas, winning that game 4-0. And here's the big thing. Everyone get ready.
All right, I'm listening.
Mizzou wins this game. Mizzou scores four runs.
Four.
Cameron Meisner only had one hit.
What? Huh? Surely it must have been a grand slam, right?
The end is knee.
The end is what?
I don't know.
The end is
high,
my man.
Cameron Meisner had no RBI. He had one hit. He struck out twice, and Mizzou still won.
Amazing. Two hit.
Everyone, calm down. Because Mizzou, with really just an overall good performance in this game. And I hate to sound just this cynical about the Tigers, but winning this one 4-0. Two big hits, two RBI from Chad McDaniel in this contest. He drove in two of the Tigers' runs. The other one's driven in by leadoff hitting Clayton Peterson and DHing Luke Mann. But, of course, there is one reason why the Tigers were able to shut out Central Arkansas. And if it's a Friday night in black and gold, you know it's going to be T.J. Sikkema throwing fire on the mound. 6 2/3 innings pitched, four hits given up, no runs. Of course, none of them earned. Two walks and nine strikeouts of his 26 batters faced.
Man, wow. T.J. Sikkema out here doing it, dealing, and wheeling.
TJ Sikkema, who started his career as a dynamite bullpen piece, right, lockdown closer for Mizzou, has emerged into their overall best pitcher. He even might have been their overall best pitcher.
Yeah. So
in his 3 years here.
You know what? Yeah.
Now he's the Friday starter. I'm sorry. Go on, Chris.
No, I was just affirming that.
All right, cool. We both stopped to let the other one talk, and neither of us had something to say.
But Sikkema, man, he's about it.
But a big win for Mizzou in that one, and then naturally, how does Mizzou follow up that big win? With a loss to South Dakota State.
That's right.
The Jackrabbits taking down the Tigers 6-3. This time, Cameron Meisner had two hits. He had two runs. It just was not enough, as Tyler LaPlante and Jacob Cancelberry both gave up a pair of runs. Connor Ash did as well. All three of those guys giving up two runs over their various innings pitched, and the Tigers just could not keep up with the high-scoring offense of South Dakota State. Mizzou had seven hits in this contest. Two of them came from Meisner. Two of them came from Tony Ortiz, runs driven in by Chris Cornelius, Chad McDaniel, and Tony Ortiz. And that was Mizzou's weekend in baseball. Softball went a little bit better. It competed in the Louisville Invitational in Louisville, Kentucky, hosted by, you guessed it, the Louisville Cardinals, who the Tigers lost to on Friday morning, 5-3. They went to go on 2-2 this weekend with a split against IUPUI in a Friday and Saturday contest, and an 11-1 five-inning run rule victory over the Sycamores of Indiana State.
Ooh.
To close off the weekend. So at least Mizzou ended the weekend on a high note in this contest.
Sycamores. It's a good name.
Yeah. Yeah. Both teams ended like 500 on the week, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Usually we're very like doom and gloom about the baseball and the softball
about
team.
About everything.
About really? Everything, but the baseball and softball teams especially. But it's nice for them to sort of like, you know, well, maybe baseball didn't end on a high note, but softball was. And then they just sort of like bounced them out into a week where you can say, went all right.
Mizzou in that 11-1 victory over Indiana State had every single hitter on the team get a base hit.
Ooh.
Everyone who took an at-bat in this contest got a hit. Had multiple hits from four different Tigers, Hattie Moore, Reagan Nash, Brooke Wilms, and Jasmine Rowland, all with multiple hits. Nash, Moore, and Colby Romaine all drove in multiple runs. Tigers only walked once, but they got 15 hits, and that was more than enough.
Ooh, way more than enough.
15 hits is usually enough. There's an issue.
Unless you leave a lot of people on base.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, which, honestly, some of these Mizzou teams. Coming up this weekend for both teams, Mizzou has their first home series in baseball as they play host to the Northwestern Wildcats Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Coming up this weekend, softball, on the other hand, will start SEC play, traveling to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide this weekend. Mizzou's softball team right now, as it stands, want to go over these records, 11-7 this year. So far, Mizzou's baseball team not faring as well, 6-5 overall. Heading into the rough part of the schedule, this non-conference part of the schedule that Mizzou baseball normally dominates, remembering 2 years ago when they won 20 straight games before falling off a cliff in SEC play.
It's just swan diving off.
And Mizzou making sure they can't fall off a cliff this year because they're starting at the bottom.
That's right. Can't get any lower.
We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, it's time for everyone's favorite Salute Your Sports game show or not coming up on the other side of the break. You won't want to miss this one, folks. Stay tuned. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1.
Sundays at 9 a.m., it's the weekly walkthrough. Tune in to KCOU 88.1 FM to hear Ethan Salm and Nick Catlin recap everything that happened in the world of sports this week. Start your Sunday off right with the weekly walkthrough. Follow us on Twitter at WeeklyWalkKCOU for updates on the show. And remember to tune in to KCOU 88.1 at 9 a.m. on Sundays.
See you.
What are you doing on this deserted road?
Some guys from school drove out here and we're gonna start fooling around with drugs. When I told them all drugs do is mess up your head and get you in a lot of trouble, they kicked me out of the van and drove off.
You're right not to get involved in the drug scene. Nobody with any sense wants any part of it.
How do I get home?
That's no problem at all.
Missouri Tigers football and men's and women's basketball on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU Sports is brought to you by El Rancho. Located at 1014 East Broadway, El Rancho provides themselves in serving up fresh and authentic Mexican food. To look at their menu and learn more, go to www.columbiamomexicanfood.com. Thank you, El Rancho, for supporting KCOU 88.1 FM, the student voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Welcome back, 441 here on Salute Your Sports, KCOU 88.1 FM. I am Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell with me, Zach Berman filling in for James Stanley as we wrap up the final 20 on this show. And 440, it's that time once again. It is time for Or Nah. Chris Mitchell.
That's right.
Right now behind the board will take the place as the esteemed host of Or Nah for this week.
That's right.
So once Chris gets this music queued up and I stall for more time, Chris will take it away.
I had early this time.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to choose on it. Okay. So with all this talk of, you know, Sophie Cunningham and all these, you know, Tigers basketball legends, you know, probably not stepping foot onto the court for regular season game, it got me thinking about politicians that played football or sports. Or that's right. The topic today is politicians that played sports at some point or vice versa. I'm not talking about, like, they played, like, Pee Wee League in, like, high school. I'm talking about you could go on to, like, College Football Reference right now and, like, okay, try to put up their stat line.
So these are – so politicians that played college football.
Or just, like, sports in general.
So, okay,
at, like, some sport. Sort of, like, collegiate or professional level.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Okay. Zach Berman, Dwight Eisenhower.
I'm going to go with yes.
Ooh, good choice.
What do you play?
He played football.
At this point, do you not know to cue up the sound bites before we start the game?
Yeah, I got it. It's just I had to, like, stay on my toes, like, ooh, I was going to pick.
I mean, I share a birthday with Dwight Eisenhower.
Ooh, I didn't know
fun
that.
Fun fact.
That's a really good fact. Okay, Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Frank White.
I don't know who that is.
Royals second baseman. Unlike their, like, 85 championship team, I think.
So, yes.
That's not it.
You know what gave it away for me?
What?
The fact that you called him the Royals second baseman and not whatever he did politically.
Oh, whoops.
I was like, is this a trick question? Like, did this Royal second baseman play sports? I'm like, I'm not used to this. Normally it's harder.
Hey, it could have been, you know, athletes that were also politicians.
Anyways. I mean, that's true, but that's also not what the category was.
I did say in vice versa. Anyways, never mind. I goofed. So we're not up at one.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Zach Berman. Teddy Roosevelt.
Roosevelt wasn't an athlete.
There we go.
That definitely glitched.
You're having some trouble over there?
Nah, just press the button twice. James does that sometimes.
Whenever James does it, it's on purpose because he's messing with me.
Yeah. I could be messing with you too. You don't know. Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt, kind of a sickly kid. So he had to, like, compensate by being a...
smart man?
Yeah, a rough and tumble type of fellow.
Muy Anyways. Inteligente?
That's right. 2-1 now. Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Richard Nixon.
Nixon. I'm going to go with no.
Hit the
I saw you hit the button and saw nothing but.
As is his wont.
Maybe we need James more than we're letting on.
Maybe I just need to be more forceful when I hit the buttons. All right, we're knotted up at 2. Woo! Zach Berman. Gerald Ford?
Ooh, this is tough. I mean, sort of flip a coin here. I'm going to say no.
Incorrect.
What did he play?
He played football.
Four?
I forget the team name, but I saw him in a football jersey posing with the football, so he played football. That's my story.
He wore a football jersey. Ergo, he played football.
Hold on. Gerald Ford.
This is Sluger Sports in a nutshell. Let's get on with it.
Okay. Up next, Matthew Terry. John McCain.
John McCain?
Was he a collegiate athlete? That was correct.
Gerald Ford played football in Michigan. There you go.
All right.
That's the Wolverines. Yeah, that's very on brand for Gerald Ford. Up next.
Ooh, I'm in the lead. Let's go. 3-2.
All right. Okay, I think you got to get this right for you to get back in it.
It's also no.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Jim Brown.
Yes.
No, he was not a politician.
What? He's an athlete, but he's not a... What?
Yeah, that was the thing. It's either politicians that played sports or athletes that were politicians. That's why I put Frank White in there.
Chris, oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Chris, toss me a softball so I can hit this out of the park and win this game.
Okay. Oh, this is perfect.
Yes, sir.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura. Yeah, he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, let's go. Got it.
The crown stays.
Oh, my God.
Within Sluger Sports.
I will catch you back. I will.
The crown stays. Don't worry. This isn't as bad as last week where I blatantly rigged it in Chris's favor against Kyle Jones.
Yeah.
More blatant than this could have ever been.
Yeah, I got, like, Messi. I got Ronaldo. And then I got, who else did I get?
Last week it was people that have scored 10-plus goals in El Clasico. And I gave Chris Messi, Ronaldo, and the correct Luis Suarez. I gave Kyle the wrong Luis Suarez that played in the 50s. And I gave him two players that obviously sounds like they should have scored 10 goals but hadn't. I gave him like Benzema and the dude Real Madrid Stadium is named after. So, as a...
You want to hear the last names?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the other options were Bill Bradley, New York Knicks legend, who, yes, was a politician. A senator from, like, 79 to, like, 97. And then William Howard Taft.
No way.
He was not an athlete.
Yeah, I didn't
I'm
think
shocked.
So.
Believe it or not.
William Howard Taft was a big guy, right?
Yeah, he was a big guy. Hey, he could have wrestled. You don't know.
That's fair.
All right. So I think that's going to do it. Let me just queue up some more
Is that it for Or Not, Chris?
Yep, that should
about
do it.
Awesome. We're going to go to a quick break right after this. We'll have our statements of the week. Not airing grievances. I lied. Statements of the week coming up after the break as we end the show. Stay tuned, folks. Last 5 minutes of Salute Your Sports coming up after this.
Good evening. The game you're about to see is the most stupid, appalling, disgusting, and disgraceful exhibition of football possibly in the history of the game.
Hi, I'm Kyle Jones.
And I'm Cole Toussaint.
Tune in to our show, KNC Sports, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9.
We discuss all the latest and greatest scores and stories from around the world of sports.
Remember to tune in every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9, only on KCOU 88.1 FM Columbia, or online at kcou.fm. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
If you like Mizzou athletics, then you're going to love Salute Your Sports. From Mizzou softball to soccer to football and basketball, we cover everything Tigers. Join Chris Mitchell, James Stanley, myself, Matthew Terry, every Wednesday from 4 to 5 in the afternoon on KCOU 88.1 FM Columbia and online at kcou.fm. Also, be sure to follow Salute Your Sports on Twitter at, again, KCOU Sports. We hope to see you there.
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
everybody. Welcome back. We got the last 5 minutes of Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. I'm Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, Zach Berman filling in for James Stanley as we wrap up the show here on March 6th, 2019. Gotta end the show some way.
That's right.
And we started the show. I said airing a grievance. That was the plan until I realized I really have nothing to complain about today. Mainly because Tottenham won yesterday.
Ooh.
So if they hadn't, oh, I'd be hot and I'd be ready. But statement of the week. Coming up to end this show, as always, start with the guest, start with Zach, wrap it to Chris, and then end with myself. So Zach Berman, take it away. What is your statement of the week?
What you got, son?
Dave Gettleman, general manager of the New York Giants. If he wasn't on a hot seat before, he should be now. You do not let Landon Collins, a 25-year-old, three-time All-Pro, walk when you are paying Eli Manning $23 million.
The rare airing a grievance during the statement of the week.
I'm
That's
sorry.
That's how you know it's bad.
And oh, especially yeah. now that we know that an NFL team offered a first-round pick for Landon Collins at the deadline. The Giants were 1-7, and he held on to him and then did not pay him.
Yeah, that's very perplexing.
Smart, well-run organizations do not make that sort of move. That is a Browns decision. That is a Buccaneers decision. That is a Raiders decision. That is a very un-New York Giant-like decision. And I'm trying to spin it positively. I got no words.
If you couldn't tell by the accent, Zach Berman from the Northeast there, big Giants fan, and it's fair. I get it.
Yeah.
That's.
I'd be super mad.
Yeah. All right. Chris, go ahead.
Mine is sort of like a sad tip of the cap to Salvador Perez, who tore his UCL, I believe, in a spring training game requiring Tommy John surgery, so he will be out for the season for the Kansas City Royals. And on top of that, Tommy John surgery is bad. Like, it's a tough one to walk back from, especially when you're a catcher. So it is very unlikely that we, the Royals fans, here in the audience, all two of you, salute to y'all, are going to see any, like, semblance of what Perez was back when he was, like, super good. So, I don't know. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I don't know. It's looking kind of bleak.
All right, this is the week I personally have been waiting for since the beginning of July, because coming out tomorrow night is the highly anticipated Captain Marvel, the next installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson starring in what is sure to be another fantastic movie, and as someone who has really gotten into the MCU over the past rather year, ever since Infinity War came out, and then I went back to watch every single one of those movies, I'm really excited for this. I know there's a lot of people that have issues with the movie strictly because it's a female lead, and to those people, I'm just going to tell you to shut up. And I'm just going to say let people enjoy things, as I do for everything, because this movie's not meant for you, generally, because we know the demographic of people that are complaining about that. You have 20 other MCU movies that you want to watch if you don't want to watch one with a female lead. And even if you don't, I don't want to waste my time with you if you are going to embargo a movie strictly because of that. So I guess I could have complained about that, but I'm too hyped and I'm too positive because Captain Marvel's going to rock, because every MCU movie rocks, at least all the recent ones rock.
Incredible
Hulk. Once not named Thor 2 The Dark World.
And that's all that I have to say, because this week we start the road to Endgame.
That's right.
The road to Avengers Endgame, and I could not be happier.
Road to fighting everyone's giant SEC dad, Thanos.
Woo! All right, that'll wrap up Salute Your Sports here on March 6th. I do want to give a shout-out to two of my friends, Maddie Schaefer and Zach G, who both have birthdays today.
Ooh.
My roommate, Zach G, who has called into the show before and is currently spending it in Orlando. I know he's not listening, and I know I will not speak of this to him. So this is just going out to nothing. Happy birthday to both of you.
I know he's eating chicken fingers somewhere.
Exactly. Thank you, Chris, for running the board. Thank you, Zach, for filling in for James. Thank you all for listening to this fine edition here of Salute Your Sports on KCRU 88.1 FM. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. I won't be here.
I'll be here.
James will be here probably. And someone else will be here as well. Who knows? Thank you all for listening, and stay safe, folks. Have a good night.